Hey guys, Jimmy Pardo here to talk to you about PXG. Now listen, I wore this shirt at a golf outing recently, and the way I described it is that I felt like I wasn't wearing a shirt. That's how comfortable this thing was. PXG makes great golf clubs. We all know that, but what they also do is make great apparel. It's made with premium materials, technology designed for peak performance. Didn't help my performance, but I looked good. That's the important thing. You want to look good better than the way you golf. Is that a thing? PXG has something for everybody. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want. I loved it. I've got a second shirt that I can't wait to wear when I go golfing a second time, if my body allows me to. But you know, I tell you what, with these shirts, I might as well just walk around the clubhouse and let people take a look at me and go, look at that stylish looking guy, but his golf game is on point. Little do they know, no, it's not. Hey, elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 Collection. Head over to pxg.com/Pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout and save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/Pardo. Code Pardo. PXG. Grip it and wear it.
Please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell?
Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome into Never Not Funny. This is a little sampling of the lettered episode that we released this week. And if you want to hear the entire episode, you can head over to nevernotfunny.com and subscribe to the platinum subscription levels that we have over there for you to hear everything. But this is a nice little taste of what's happening over there behind closed doors at the platinum. So please enjoy.
Blooms off the rose with Duncan too, though, I'm sorry to say.
You don't like it, huh?
Well, as an East Coast person who lived here for years when there were no Dunkin' Donuts, and then they started coming, it was kind of exciting, like, hey, my childhood is coming to Southern California. Dunkin' Donuts was never good. I know some people like the coffee, and that's just because they put a shitload of sugar in it.
Yeah,
like, their default setting is like tons of cream and tons of sugar. But the donuts are bad, like, I think empirically. Like if you did a survey of all of the chain donut places in LA, it would probably be at or near the bottom. Maybe Yum Yum's worse, but Yum Yum's okay.
You know what? Krispy Kreme is its own thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then once you make the drop down, they're all kind of the same.
You know what's weird? We haven't talked about this. Randy's is now a chain. Like there's one in Burbank.
I do like Randy's.
You like it? To me, that's a sign. It's the donuts, but are
that's my point. They're
donuts
are donuts.
But like why build it out? Like I mean, I guess because people know the sign. If people who haven't been to LA, there's a famous sign near the airport. It's a giant donut that says Randy's Donuts on it, and you've probably seen there's a Simpsons parody of it. Yeah, you've seen it everywhere. Mm. Oh yeah, it's in Iron Man or Iron Man 2 maybe.
Oh yeah, he goes flies through it.
He's sitting in it and like he sits chilling out, yeah.
Some movie it breaks it in half,
right? Yeah, like Independence Day type film, like one of those disaster movies. Anyway, now they're popping up other places, and I'm like, I get that people have recognized the brand, but it's not like the Voodoo Donuts where love it or hate it, they did something with a donut. They mm-hmm. we're putting bacon mm-hmm. on this motherfucker. That's different.
No, Randy's is doing what they should do.
Just make a basic donut.
They're recognized that big donut is that big sign is recognizable. Yeah. I believe they also have one in LAX now. They have one in one of the terminals.
Yeah.
And so why not? That, like they should have done it, quite frankly, 30 years ago.
I guess I just want the donuts to be more special because it's like...
But they're not. Their donuts are donuts. Other than that voodoo horse shit where, you know, they're putting a pineapple on top of it. And, you know, I don't want that.
Fully uncut pineapple.
Right? Yeah, just stick it on top and then I do the work.
Kind of hold it up.
I just want a donut. I just want a chocolate. I'm not even a fan. I don't like chocolate very much. Just give me a chocolate glazed. A raised. I like a raised. I don't like a cake. Mm. I don't like a cake donut.
There's a place in Burbank. I will not name it. I will not give them the help. But it is now my favorite donut. It's an independent. It's just a husband and wife run it, and they're old fashioned blueberry. Do you know what I mean by old fashioned donut?
If I may, I'm going to take back what I said about a raised. I do like the. Starbuck, which is another, husband wife near my house.
I've heard of it, yeah.
I like their old fashioned a lot.
Yes, they have delicious. A very good old fashioned.
I mean, it's like eating a brick, but it's
a brick of sugar.
Yeah, it's delicious.
It's delicious. Yeah.
And you're saying they do a nice job over there?
Yeah, they have the original that's good, but the one that's blueberry, the cake inside is blueberry, mm-hmm. but then it's got that whatever busted that, up. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know what, why is it like, I think
that
they
crumble sugar.
I think they soak it in cream and then fry it or something crazy, but it's so good.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. You got to go out of your way to make a bad donut.
I agree.
You got to. Yeah. So when you're mad at Dunkin', if I want a donut and Dunkin's all I have, great.
Yeah.
Even Yum Yum. Yeah. You know what? Yum Yum gets a bad rap. Yum Yum, they do a good job.
All right.
There are 37 Randy's Donuts worldwide.
Okay. What the fuck?
Yeah. Maybe you should open up your fucking eyes. Maybe that's a problem.
They're in the Philippines.
Yeah.
They're in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. They love it.
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Do they all have the big donut?
I don't know about all that. I'm just looking at the list of their locations.
He's not looking at logos and locations. Wait,
do they sell a big donut? Or do they? Because that's the other thing. You know, like when you go to Universal Studios, they have the Simpsons area and they sell a giant donut. Ooh. That's like, it's like the size of a pizza, basically. Like a, you know, like a 12-inch, 14-inch pizza.
Is it the size of a burger's eye?
Well, look, don't get me started. But yeah, I feel like that would be something that would make sense for Randy's to do if that were their signature thing. Like, we have a giant donut because everyone knows about our giant donut sign.
But Matt, it sounds like they don't have to do any of your fucking ideas.
They don't have to.
They're doing fine.
But like, go above and beyond. Stop resting on your Randy
laurels. You don't know what they're doing.
It's true. I don't.
You've driven past. You haven't done shit.
I've eaten it. I've had one and I was underwhelmed.
I think they may have upgraded since the last time you've been there.
Okay.
They got fancy selections. They've got deluxe selections.
Yeah, they got fancy. They got deluxe. They got
honestly,
classics.
I've had it recently, but it wasn't. I didn't go there. Someone just brought a box somewhere, and I had one, and I was like, "Yeah, this is
Matt, they have premium selections. Yeah, that's above deluxe.
You think this person brought premium to your house?
I guess not.
But no, this person.
I don't like that either. It's like, what is it? Like this? There's gonna be class warfare.
You said you like voodoo.
No, but why make a shitty one and then a better one and then an even better one?
Because just
make
maybe premiums of that are the stupid voodoo type things where they're unnecessarily fancying up a donut.
Right.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles raised, M&M raised, Bacon Maple Long John, Matcha Tea raised.
Okay, so they're just like, this is your, basically doing what voodoo
did you say
doing.
You like a raised one?
I do like a raised donut.
Yeah. This is your section then.
No, that's too busy for me.
What does that mean? There's hydraulics under it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it means.
Well, I don't know what raised means.
Raised is not cake.
It's yeasty.
It's more fluffy.
Okay.
Basically what you get at Dunkin' Donuts.
It's sugary bread.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. What?
Yeah. No.
The opposite.
Yes, it is. It's 100%. A yeast donut is sugary bread, whereas a cake donut is cake.
Wait, what is...
It's not dense.
That's
my point. It's not dense.
What's the standard Krispy Kreme? Is that raised?
Yes.
That's raised.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. I like that. I don't know if I've had that there. Again, I've been there nuns. I've driven by, and then apparently someone had one at a place.
Yeah, you're not. You got a lot of opinions about a place you had one donut.
I know. I don't know what I guess I don't know what I want anymore. I guess I want them to be better, having no idea whether they're good or not.
And again, I think they're doing fine. I don't know if you heard. They're in Las Vegas.
They're in the Philippines, Jimmy.
Listen, this is, you know this, Belknap and Hochberg and myself, we love the Factor meals. In fact, Garen Cockrell's gotten on board with the Factor recently.
Yeah, he's into it. I mean, who wouldn't like it? Once you try it, you go, hey, this is good stuff.
Once you Factor, you can't go back there.
Yeah. It's like that old Yo Gabba Gabba song. Try it. You'll like it.
I never was on board with Yo Gabba Gabba. And nothing has changed as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
In the 16 years since I've watched it, I've not gotten on board.
I imagine it doesn't age well. It was very of the moment and very
I think it was
hipster.
Very of the pre-meme. Like, I think it was hipster even prior to me.
What?
Like, before I had a kid. It was prior to Oliver's where...
I don't know if it's even still around.
I hope not.
We don't have time to talk about what's going on with
you. We're here to talk about Factor.
Yeah.
Although, you know what? Pop a Factor into the microwave. 2 minutes later, this baby's ready. You sit down, watch some Yo Gabba Gabba.
Sure.
Enjoy your Factor.
Yeah.
Right? Get in there. Get the Wiggles out. That's somebody else, right? No, that's them.
Get your sillies out.
Get your sillies out. Yeah. Wiggles are another kid's thing.
Yeah.
And those guys, I got no truck with those guys.
Good.
They've got over 35 different meals, more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. Various different, you know, look, if you want chicken, they got chicken. You want a beef thing, they got beef thing. You want to bump up to a gourmet meal, they got filet mignon. Mm. They've got, they had lobster the other day.
Oh my God.
No, they got all sorts of things over there. They got delicious things over there. Head to factormeals.com/part050. Use code part050 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month. That is code part050 at factormeals.com/part050 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factor,
good food, fast.
No, but I mean, it's so clear. It's just the same thing that always happens. Oh, now all of a sudden, the migrants are invading the country. It's the same. They're fascist. It's fascism. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. Your people were Italians.
I got a little bit of Italian in me. Yeah,
but you also have Polish.
Sir,
what am I saying?
No.
What am I saying to you?
Insult me.
Where's the name? Where's the name Pardo come from?
Pardo's Italian.
And did they come on the ship? Pardon me. When they was on Ellis Island, he goes, pardon me? He goes, that's your name. Uh-oh. I think I went too far. He can't even do the sound effect. You could have slammed the door as a sound effect.
The greatest.
No, it wouldn't have slammed.
I mean, we look similar. Jimmy Parr and I are a very similar vibe because it's the Italian-Jewish thing.
Yeah, mm. Agreed.
I'm still confused as to why you were taking a timeout in the middle of that joke.
What was the timeout?
You were going like this. You're taking a timeout?
When did I? Oh, just because I was so funny. The joke was so fucking funny.
You don't want anybody to die.
I don't want to swear
just because. Because to me, it's like cursing sounds like butter after a while. Butter, 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 butter.
I didn't say butter. Replace the word with butter.
That's what funny.
It's also a good
butter's
word.
Funny. Margarine? Hilarious.
Your mother, butter.
Third thing?
I can't believe it's not butter. That's what I would say about it.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm sorry. Back to you. Your show.
Andy's a former comedian who's now a pundit.
Deliverance? Is it Deliverance?
Are you doing stand-up comedy around town? There was a while you did not leave your house until maybe a month ago.
That's absolutely true. I haven't had COVID. Neither the wife or I have had a case of COVID. We high-five each other when the new things are out.
The new vaccines?
Yeah, because we're 65
it's
and
exciting
over.
To get the new vaccines.
Yes, I'll take anything they want. So yes, I have been a terribly hermited person. Fear. But neither one, I was so scared that Susan would get it because she's got asthma.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other thing was, what do you think of this, Jimmy?
I'm listening. Full of joy. Love him. Why did you not want to book him for so many years?
What?
We don't need to get into it.
Seems like the wrong time to have that conversation.
Montreal. I left Montreal. I stopped doing Montreal a year before they went out of business because that's the way I do it. That's the way I roll.
Do you think that's why they shut down?
I don't want to. Look, I'm not someone who's an egomaniac, but I was doing that speech for many years.
Yeah.
Now they're $50 million in debt.
What's your point? So you did the last speech there. Did you have something? I interrupted you.
No, you may have interrupted me, but I have to. This is the other thing that I have.
I don't like you confirming that I interrupted you. By the way,
no, you didn't interrupt me. But here's the other thing that is very bad for. It's very bad for therapy. It's very bad for my podcast. I have a podcast called Thought Spiral.
And you do that with who?
J. Elvis Weinstein, and it's two Jews, 2 hours, two microphones. That's it. No guests. No topics. No. Isn't that what 1-800-5800-SOB? And the next. Half hour, why you should push your girlfriend from a moving car. Tom Likas. 1-800-5800.
Doing great. That's what you always say. How you doing, Tom? Doing great.
But now I forgot what we were saying.
He also said, do you care?
Do you care? Do you care? I forgot.
And then it was so aggressive, and then people would be like, yes. And you're like, oh, I'm doing fine then.
he was okay for a while, right? And then he flipped.
He was a normal talk radio guy for a while, and then suddenly.
He pre-Rogan saw the dollar signs go down that path.
Yes.
Right, but and that's right, because his first memory goes, no show hosted by a convicted felon. Now, he was trying to ride that,
right.
But he was so into the shock jockey stuff. I remember what I was going to say. So here it is that when I used to go, I decided not to go to Montreal anymore or for anymore, what I thought in my mind is like, it took me years and years to get a decent paycheck out of them. It took 5 more years to get them to fly my wife with me. And it's, coach, I'm not coaching it up to Montreal or any festival because what are the stakes? You know what I mean? So it actually made things a lot easier for me in a certain way because, you know, I've been doing the road for so many years. Maybe probably not as much as you, like a couple times a month go out.
Mm-hmm. No, not now.
Not now at all.
No, I've got some dates. When are we promoting? May?
May and June.
May and June.
Right.
Then I think I've got a couple more later in the year, but that's it for 2024. And 2023 was pretty light.
Mm-hmm.
2022 was very light because of health issues. 2021, I was locked down.
Are you okay?
I'm fine now, I think.
How come I wasn't around to say...
Because you were a hermit in your house.
Come to me, buddy. You can always call me. I'm not here, and you can't reach me, but please.
By the way, I like that you answered a question about Montreal that nobody asked. You just kind of went off on a, like, here's why I'm not going to Montreal anymore.
Yeah, that's a narcissist. That's a narcissism person, like my mother.
Not one person gave a shit.
That's like my mother. My mother would, in the middle of dinner, go, so I told her, look it. I'm not going to. Not just once a week.
Right. For those that don't know, Andy would do it was called a State of the Union, of the Industry.
And Bruce came up with that name. And I want people to understand, I had only one yelling match with Bruce because he doesn't yell.
I was trying to imagine.
Which is also infuriating.
Yeah. He was yelling at, he might have been, he just was very upset. I was probably yelling.
Okay.
This was about off the air. I want to hear about it. I got to know what would, because there's over the years, because I've been with them 25 years,
right.
A little less than you. And there's been times where I've wanted to yell my head off and I don't because, hey, Jim, it's Bruce. And like, oh, all of a sudden I don't want to yell anymore.
It's like an ASMR video, the way he talks. It's just like, you can't be
ASMR?
Mad.
ASMR?
Oh, you know those videos where people talk all quiet and makes your head tingle.
They're wonderful.
Oh, you mean ASMR? I'm the guy who won't admit that he doesn't know things.
I like that character.
I call it, you mean voiceover internet protocol.
All right, so you would go up at Montreal and everybody would gather, be an afternoon activity, gather in a conference room with a lot of chairs, some people standing certainly.
In the early days when it was sold out.
And, did you have to dwindle
returns?
Well,
we went to a different room. I mean, Delta Hotel was like a small room. And then we went to the bigger room.
Oh, then all of a sudden, yeah.
And then of a sudden,
but you would get up, and in fact, one year I was had the honor of introducing you. Which the honor is this, hey, I'm about to go on. Will you introduce me? So it's really thought out.
That is.
And,
you must have been flattered.
I was very flattered. I was like, which of those three? And I think was very, they all turned it down. So I went up, anyway, somebody goes up, they say, hey, welcome, blah, 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 just to do a couple of jokes, just to get some focus, bring up Andy. And then Andy would basically just run down why the industry is shit.
Yes.
And it was always hysterical and always minimum 30 minutes on Jay Leno and then 12 on everything else in the business.
Yeah.
And you would do it every year and it was always great. They would always release the video or at least the audio of it. And it was terrific. The last one, I want to say, they live streamed and it was you as a hologram.
That was my favorite thing
Was that the final one you did?
I was at Howie Mandel's studio. Oh. And I'm not trying to drop names.
You didn't.
But I was at Howie Mandel's studio.
Right.
And doing a hologram. And they were watching. I don't know if you realize how the technology works. I was not in Montreal.
You weren't there.
No. But I could see the people through the magic.
Wait a minute, you could?
Yeah, I could see the audience.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. How you doing, Schmecky? How can he see me?
Schmecky.
Science is wonderful.
And every now and then the camera would turn and show Howie would literally be doing a Def Jam laugh. He would fall off
because
his chair.
Because he's right near me. Howie's right near me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was like, it was really, really fun. I mean, and then I called myself because Tupac did one of them.
Yep.
So Jupac was my name.
You're
all right, Jupac. I can't even remember an anecdote that might not have been that funny to begin with, but I still can't remember it.
I enjoyed the heck out of it. I liked the added element of you making fun of the fact that you were at a hologram that you couldn't tell how well you were doing or not doing. All you could go by was the cameraman and Howie enjoying it.
Right.
And it was your best. I thought it was your best one in years.
I agree.
Because it gave you a little juice.
It absolutely said, it's something interesting. What happened was, after they asked me to do it last year, and then they said, I'm just not going to fly up. So then they decided, they thought they were going to pass the torch. So
who would it be? Who would they pass that to? Marin?
No.
There is somebody. Would it be
someone did it last year? I can't remember her name, so it's very embarrassing. But
Michelle Wolf.
No, it wasn't Michelle Wolf. No, it wasn't.
She'd be good though.
She would be good. Mm-hmm. But the point was, what Bruce and I were saying was, by the way, Bruce named the speech, but the Bruce and I were saying is like, it's not a thing you take. It's not a thing you take around the country like a franchise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So. And then I don't know how well it went.
Well, you don't take it around the country as a friend, but if they were to say, if Andy Kindler doesn't want to do it anymore, if somebody else wanted to take over the state of the industry at Montreal,
right?
That could happen, certainly.
Yes, yes, but it could be, yes. And I, just send me what you have. Send me your reel.
Oh, I don't want to do it.
Why not? It's a great thing.
No, it did not look great. It looked like it, every time I attended it, people went in saying, this is going to be a grand slam. And if it was a triple, which is still a great show, people would go, oh, it was okay this year. Just okay. It was like, you laughed for an hour.
Yeah, like what they're comparing it to the greatest thing they've ever seen.
Yeah,
for some reason.
Or they've been hearing about it for years, they go, here we fucking go. Yeah. And then
I'm so glad it ended, but I'm also so glad I did it, because I wouldn't have done all those jokes about all the different people.
I thought they were, I enjoyed every single one of them, the few that I was able to attend in person, as well as watching it on the World Wide Web.
And the other thing is that it was more, when we first did it, it was like a summer camp thing there. They all coming in, and the industry people would be there. I'd make fun of them. Now those people don't go there anymore. And now there's no sitcom. I go, what do you think of the new sitcom season? There is no sitcom season.
Right. Yeah, it's over.
There's it's
also,
over.
Also, the festival's over, right?
Well, yeah. It's bankrupt.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so they are $50 million in debt, and they may come back next year or something like
that. But isn't there's other issues, I believe, other than just the financials, right? Is that not the case?
Well, I think there's been issues in that festival forever. I mean, forever they would say, we don't have a dollar. We can't have it. We can't pay you. You'll sleep on your friend's shoe, and then you'll, we're so poor, we can't. But no one believed that they were that poor.
To hear the full episode, head over to NeverNotFunny.com and subscribe to the Platinum at any level. Tiers 2 and higher get the full archives, and there's more perks to be found over at NeverNotFunny.com.